USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, 7 Russian military intelligence officers named in a sweeping U.S. criminal indictment that was just detailed a short time ago at the U.S. Justice Department. The 7 are accused of engaging in malicious cyber activities against the U.S. as well as its allies. And Attorney General John Demers says some of the charges involve the targeting of organizations that have been investigating Russia's alleged use of chemical weapons. U.S. senators are reading a long-awaited final report from the FBI on allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
this information comes on top of what has already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
He still plans a vote to confirm Kavanaugh tomorrow or Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
In South Carolina,
the victims in this case need all the help and support we can give them.
That's the Florence County Sheriff after one cop is killed and 6 other officers are wounded during a shootout and standoff yesterday in Florence.
I would ask that you please put these families of these officers in your prayers. Please lift them up.
The officer killed identified as 30-year veteran Terrence Carraway. The suspect was eventually taken into custody. A Logan, Utah man is facing charges after sending envelopes containing an ingredient found in the poison ricin to the Pentagon and the White House. 39-year-old William Clyde Allen was a U.S. Navy veteran, or is a veteran. He spent 4 years in the Navy 2 decades ago. In approving a long-sought 5-year FAA reauthorization, the Senate has given final approval to a bill that now sets minimum seat sizes on commercial air flights and prevents people from being kicked off once they've already boarded. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unemployment line's getting a bit shorter, according to today's report from the U.S. Labor Department. It shows 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts had been expecting the number today to come in at right about 213,000, or about 6,000 more than what did come in. The biggest jumps in the report when it comes to the number of claims were in the Carolinas, which are still trying to climb back after Hurricane Florence, as well as in Kentucky and California. Steepest declines in first-time claims were seen in Georgia, New Jersey, Texas, and New York. It turns out Amazon is eliminating bonuses and stock awards to help pay for the hourly raises it announced earlier this week. The retailer said Tuesday that beginning in November, it will pay all of its U.S. workers at least $15 an hour. But now to help pay for those wage increases, Amazon says it will eliminate the monthly bonuses and stock awards for warehouse workers. The pay raise coming as Amazon is planning to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. And Sarah Palin's 29-year-old son, Track, is going to jail. He was kicked out of a therapeutic court for veterans yesterday by a judge after being arrested Friday night for allegedly assaulting his ex-girlfriend. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.